4. Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Alice knew immediately which one was which because each had his name on his shirt. They were standing very still, with their arms round each other, and Alice forgot that they were alive. "They look just like schoolboys," she said aloud. Then one of them spoke, and Alice jumped in surprise.
"You've begun wrong," cried the one called Tweedledum. "The first thing in a visit is to say, 'How do you do?' and shake hands."
And here the brothers held out the two hands that were free to shake hands with her. Alice did not know which hand to shake first, so she took hold of both hands at once. The next moment they were all three dancing round in a circle. This seemed very natural at the time, and Alice was not even surprised to hear music playing. The two brothers were fat and soon got tired.
"Four times round is enough for one dance," Tweedledee said,
and they stopped as suddenly as they had begun. Then they stood looking at Alice in silence. Alice did not know what to say. "How do you begin a conversation with people that you have just been dancing with?" she wondered. "I hope you're not too tired," she said at last.
"Not at all, and thank you very much for asking," said Tweedledum. "Very kind of you," added Tweedledee. "Do you like poems?"
"Yes, well, some poems," Alice said carefully. "Would you tell me which road to take out of the wood?"
"What shall I repeat to her?"
Tweedledee said to Tweedledum, not noticing Alice's question.
"The walrus and the carpenter is the longest," Tweedledum replied, putting a friendly arm round his brother.
"If it's very long," Alice said politely, "would you tell me first which road?" Tweedledee smiled gently and began his poem.